96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
If we're going to give businesses a better deal, then we're also going to have to give workers a better deal, too. I want to use some of the money that we save by closing these loopholes to create more good construction jobs with infrastructure initiatives that I already talked about. We can build a broader network of high-tech manufacturing hubs that leaders from both parties can support. And because nobody who works full-time in America should have to live in poverty, I'm going to keep on making the case and fighting for the fact that we need to raise our minimum wage, because right now it's in lower terms than it was when Ronald Reagan took office.
That was President Obama 2 years ago, next month, talking about his plan to help America recover from the effects of the Great Recession. The economic crisis of 2008 financially crippled millions of Americans, businesses, and cities. Well, 7 years later, the country has seen some recovery, but a new study by the Annie E. Casey Foundation says children are still suffering. Why are they the last to recover? Is the Great Recession really to blame? Well, joining me to talk about this is Hai-Suk Chung. She is the executive director for DC Action for Children. The lines are open. Love to hear what you think about the effect that the Great Recession has had on children, not only from your experiences, from your perspectives. Lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Before we even get into the report, let's give people an idea about what the DC Action for Children is. Go ahead.
Sure. We are a child advocacy organization really focused on ensuring all children in DC have the resources and the means to really succeed, not only in school, but in life.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the numbers, because obviously you're a DC-based organization. This is a national report, and we do have an opportunity to talk about some of the broader issues, but let's first focus on DC. What does this report say?
Wow. I was shocked. This year's report says that 30,000 children in DC are living in poverty. That is 27% of all kids in DC. And this remains relatively unchanged since the inception of the deep recession of 2008. And so what that means for families is that 45,000 of the children living in households with single or dual parents have a cost burden of 30% or more in paying for high housing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really about children being impacted and not being able to pull themselves out of that deep poverty.
Interesting you use that phrasing about children not being able to pull themselves out of that poverty, because realistically, the children aren't the ones that pull themselves out.
It is
the parent. It is the guardian, wherever they happen to be. And yet, when we talk about children as the very last to recover, we often forget about them. In that piece that we just heard from President Obama, he was in Tennessee. That was in 2013, August 1st, and he was laying out his plan to help continue the country's recovery from the recession. And yet, in all of that, and that was from the White House website, he never mentioned children. Why is it that when we talk about economic recovery, for example, in this case, that we mention businesses, we mention adults, we mention workers, but we don't mention children? Are children just forgotten?
Well, yes and no. I mean, forgotten, they're not voters. They're not contributing to the free market. Mm. They don't work. And so we don't see them as a work of force. But President Obama did say, living wage and focus on the family. And children live in the context of families. And so when I hear him talk about helping families recover, I'm also thinking about families with children.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to the phone lines. Echo, calling from D.C. I hope I got the name right. What's on your mind?
I have a lot on my mind as it regards the children and how they've been affected by the recession and, mm-hmm. The poverty level of a lot of different homes within D.C. right now. I'm born and raised from Washington, D.C., but I currently live in Atlanta. And right now I'm up here visiting my family for the summer. And interestingly enough, my 17-year-old cousin is homeless. And I'm confused because my whole family is here. And the recession affects the children. The children are always going to be last, unfortunately, because they have to depend on us. Mm-hmm. And there's so many homes and so many struggling homes with just one parent. And it started long before the recession. That's what I wanted to say. The recession really had nothing to do with the struggle with our children and the district area. There are a lot of different struggles, and I think they start from the home and then they go to education. Mm-hmm. But anything that a home or the mother or parents are suffering in the home, the children are automatically going to suffer.
Okay.
So if there's not enough money because no jobs or cut jobs or money or,
There are a lot of points, and you do make an excellent point. I'm going to ask if this really is the issue, or does it just exacerbate this problem? Your thought.
Well, the caller is absolutely right. I mean, we have, and the Kids Count National Report has been in existence for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. has always been at the top bottom tier. So next to the southern states, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands, D.C. has ranked pretty low in terms of child outcomes, economic outcomes especially. So the caller is absolutely right. The bright spot is that D.C., we have seen some uptick around education. We are in the nation's capital. We have the most number of children enrolled in preschool. We have full-day kindergarten. And that's an investment that the city has made very rigorously. And so I'm really glad to see that investment, because that is saying that we are investing in our youngest and hoping to increase the graduation rates and improve test scores. And so that is one good thing that we're seeing. And the other point that I wanted to make about the caller's point around the family and the impact of what happens to the family and then to the children, she's absolutely right. The report really calls out some strategies that are too generational. I think what happens when we talk about social services that it's either or, children or families. But this approach has to be comprehensive. It has to be two generation. We know that when we don't support the child, parents suffer and vice versa. And so when we say, the financial security, TANF, child care subsidies, those are directly impacting the parent, but that actually will impact the child directly.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I'm talking to Hyesuk Chung. She is the executive director for DC Action for Children. We're talking about a new report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation that says that children are the last to recover from the Great Recession of 2008. Want to hear from you and hear about what you think. Is that true? Do you think the recession had anything to do with it? And what are the possible solutions? What are you seeing in your community? Here we are some 7 or 6 years or so after the end of the Great Recession. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Madison here.
WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the Great Recession and children. Why are they the last to recover from the economic crisis? My guest is Hyesuk Chung. She is the executive director for DC Action for Children. We're talking about a new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation that really kind of chronicles over the past year the status of children after the Great Recession. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Want to know what you think about that. Do you think the recession is still responsible for the impoverished condition of some 35 or 40,000 children in the D.C. metro, as well as millions nationwide? What are you seeing in your community? What are your thoughts? Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. Hyesuk, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that last call that we got, because that caller seemed to be in the room with us when we were talking about this off air earlier. The recession affects children in ways that a lot of us may not immediately see. It's not directly taking food out of their mouths or clothes off their backs, but what happens is it affects the institutions that affect them. Can you give me an idea of what that specifically means?
That's right. I mean, just think about the hierarchy of in a pecking order. I mean, children are always the last to be remembered in terms of all the priority areas for any government agency. And so when you think about the veterans and the single mothers, families, adults who need medical assistance, you know, we just keep going and going, and children are just there. And so what happens when government agencies and a lot of budget cycle conversations are happening, you know, when government, you know, a lot of lobbyists, a lot of advocacy groups come out and speak on behalf of all the interests that are important for everybody, but children are often forgotten. I think, you know, we have to figure out as a city how to mobilize the limited resources and, you know, in education, it's not limited, it's endless. And so we need to be very smart, strategic, and really think about ways that we're going to make long-term impact.
202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ted calling from Baltimore. Ted, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
I'm glued to my radio here listening to the comments. I'm just wondering, what is the metric they use to determine that children are not being serviced? Obviously, there's a problem, but it's a systemic problem. It's not just something that happens in Washington, D.C. Seemingly, it's national.
Indeed, it is.
I sell real estate in D.C., and I've been doing this for years, and I've just watched the cost of housing, the cost of food, everything, the taxation in the city, all of these things impact the lower income families. Disproportionately, unfortunately, you know, the average price of a residence in D.C. now is $580,000. So even if the minimum wage is $15 an hour, two-parent household, you know, you can't afford to buy a house. Rents are going up.
Well, Ted, don't hang up. I've got to take a break. We're going to answer your question on the other side. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the rest of the program and our answer. Also, I believe that's Rita and Charlene from Maryland and D.C. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about the Great Recession and the effect that it has had on children.